for 10 minutes with C2 Family. Stay tuned for intentional tools and tips that'll impact your family today.
Welcome to 10 Minutes with C2 Family. It's great to be back in the studio, Bill. We have just spent 4 days completely unplugged, floating down a river with most of our family, and it was so refreshing. We had no social media, no internet, and we didn't even have telephone most days, and it was great, but we're ready to be back and encourage families with this great topic.
Very excited and very refreshed. It was fun to be river rats with the kids. We had a great, great time. And the topic that we're talking about today is that we are uniquely qualified to raise our kids. And I'm excited to tell a number of stories, but one of the stories that first popped our mind was where we heard this term. We were with some great friends of ours who have been encouragers, grandfather, grandmother, great family, and been really an example to us as what a supernatural family looks like. And they told us during lunch that that we are uniquely qualified to raise our kids, and it was a great message for us.
I remember it well because Bill, he looked right at you and he said, "Do you know that you are uniquely qualified to raise your kids?"
Yeah, and we considered that. As soon as he said it, we started considering, you know, well, what does that mean? And basically, you know, God gave us our kids. So the Lord knew us before he formed us, and he knew the rest of the story, and he put these kids in our hands. And as a stewardship principle, he gave them to us. And how exciting is that when you think about it? How exciting is it to think that God gave you these kids that he knew before they were formed, and he put them into your hand, into your home?
He knew us, and he gave them to us anyway. We believe that that's true with biological kids, kids through marriage, and even through adoption. God knows our story, and he gave us these children because we are qualified.
And these friends of ours also told us that they had some situations as they were raising their kids where some of their friends didn't agree with some of the decisions they made, and lost some friends along the way, and they were okay with that. They were okay with other people not agreeing with their decisions because they knew that as mom and dads, as they got into agreement over the decisions that they were going to make, that these decisions were the best interest of their family, and they stood by their decisions, even though others may not have.
And time has told their story very well, because as parents and now grandparents, they still surround themselves with great families that pour into each other, and they have a great family story to be told.
And Danielle, we know that there are a lot of voices out there that tell us what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing, and what's right and what's acceptable, and so there's a lot of pressure on parents, and we realized the extent of that pressure just even a few days ago with some friends at their house. There was a picture of a 14-year-old boy with some girls, and we just asked the question of the mom and dad, and we just said, "Hey, is your son dating?"
And they looked at each other and kind of laughed in agreement and said, "Of course not. He's only 14. He's not going to date for a long time." But what they do nowadays is they hang out with a lot of girls, and so we watch our son hang out with these girls, and then in the evening after dinner he goes into his room and he has this group Skype with a lot of them. And the mother kind of looked at me and she said, "So I guess that's just what they do now." And she works in the school system, so she sees what goes on and what the other kids are doing, and we felt like they had just succumbed to what the world was doing and what the world was telling them was okay.
Yeah, the phrase that really caught us off guard was, "That's just what they do nowadays." And, you know, we all know there's no condemnation here, but we all know the risk of our children at that age to be Skyping into the evening and into the night with the opposite sex could cause some problems. And so just because that's what the world's doing doesn't mean that it's wise and that's what we should be doing as parents or should be allowing as parents. So really a lot of caution there to believe in just because the world's doing it that it's okay and we should just follow suit.
Now, we're not saying that this technology is bad. We use it ourselves every day. We're just saying that as parents, you are uniquely qualified and you can step in and set boundaries with your children.
Another great story for us was from a family that came through one of our conferences that we've gotten to know really well, great friends of ours now, who had two daughters in elementary school. And those daughters would come home and they would be very upset and very discouraged with their school. And the mom just decided to start asking some questions about this frustration.
Their elementary school teacher had told these two girls that they needed to attempt a standardized test for the third time because their scores weren't in line with the way they wanted their school to look.
And these girls were great students, involved in school, participated in school, but they couldn't get through these standardized tests, and it put so much pressure on the girls that they weren't having fun anymore. And so the mom and the dad went to the school and talked about these tests and basically was told that this is what we're going to do, and your girls need to participate. And even though it puts pressure on them, they just need to rise up and they need to do it. Well, that wasn't good enough for the parents. They wanted to make a change.
The teacher was telling them that it wasn't good enough that they made good grades in school and participated well and were really great, well-rounded students, but this test was dictating their worth.
So they pulled the kids out and put them into another school, and the girls are very happy and excited about their new school. And but the great part of this story is that the parents felt so good about making that decision for the best interest of their girls and the best interest of their family. And they would tell you today that they are uniquely qualified to raise their kids and not the system. And we just want to encourage you today, wherever you are in your parenting, as a mom and a dad, as a grandparent, that you are uniquely qualified. And in Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 says that is why I remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers of, to fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you. And so that was Paul's encouragement to Timothy, and for all of us to help each other to fan that flame, the gift of God, into our kids and into each other. And so that's what we want to do and encourage you families today, is to stir up and to fan that flame into your kids.
So we have a resource for you today, families. We call it Considering Your Children, and it's a little notepad that will help you identify their unique qualities and their characteristics that can be different for each child. It will encourage you and give you a guideline to help pray for these unique qualities and maybe even the character traits that you want to pray away. So we encourage you to email us at info@c2family, and we will send you a digital copy of this prayer guideline for each of your children. In addition to the qualities and the character traits, it also gives you a place to list their gifts, their talents, and the things that you want to encourage. There's even a place for you to begin to make some intentional lists of the opportunities to pour into your children according to their uniqueness.
And we want to give it to you because we know that as you consider your kids and start to see these unique gifts and qualities, then you will be better at helping your family make the right decisions because, again, you are uniquely qualified to raise your children.
This was one of the first steps that we began doing for each one of our children. Don't stop with just the children that are still at home, but include the ones that are grown and gone. They may not even realize that you've begun praying for them in a new way, but it will make a difference. Words and prayers matter. So thank you for tuning in to 10 Minutes with C2 Family. For more information on today's topic and others, you can always visit our website at www.c2family.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at C2 Family News, or like our fan page on Facebook at C2 Family. We want to encourage you to email us today regarding that resource at info@c2family.com. And we will get you a digital copy to help you begin intentionally considering your children. See to it and be blessed.